Christ is born.
Glorify him.
Christ is born.
Glorify him.
Christ is born.
Glorify him.
Well, on this Sunday after the Nativity, just as at Holy Pascha we experience a foretaste of Christ's resurrection, so too at the feast of his Nativity we experience a foretaste of his incarnation. And in a spiritual and mystical sense, Christ is born within the manger of our hearts, and he really lives in us spiritually. And just as Herod tried to kill the infant Christ in order to assure his continued power in the world, so the world is opposed to Christ and tries to destroy this newborn Christ within us through various doubts and temptations and distractions in order to exert power over our lives. Well, what do we mean when we say the world is opposed to Christ? I mean, after all, isn't the world a good thing, even created by God? And yet, in this context, we're not talking about that God created the heavens and the earth. I mean, that and saw that it was good. That's true, you know. But listen to what St. Isaac the Syrian says about this. The world is the general name for all the passions. When we wish to call the passions by a common name, we call them the world. But when we wish to distinguish them by their special names, we call them the passions. The passions are the following: love of riches, desire for possessions, bodily pleasure from which comes sexual passion, love of honor which gives rise to envy, lust for power, arrogance and pride of position, the craving to adorn oneself with luxurious clothes and vain ornaments, the itch for human glory which is a source of rancor and resentment, and physical fear. And where these passions cease to be active, there the world is dead. For though living in the flesh, they did not live for the flesh. See for which of these passions you are alive, then you will know how far you are alive to the world and how far you are dead to it. But in today's gospel of this flight into Egypt, it provides us with an image of how we can be victorious over the world with God's help. So we see that soon after the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, Saint Joseph was directed by an angel through a dream to flee into Egypt to avoid the wrath of Herod, who sought to kill the young child Christ. And here we can see the importance of obedience in the spiritual life. Joseph did not argue with the angel, nor did he just roll over and go back to bed. He trusted in God and was obedient to what he was given and escaped the wrath of Herod. Well, but then why Egypt of all places? I mean, this wasn't the most convenient practical place to go, after all. Egypt is quite a ways away, about 240 miles, actually, which on foot is a long way to walk. St. Nikolai Vlimirovich points out that, you know, they could have gone to Damascus. That was much closer, maybe 140 miles. It would have been at least about half the distance. And it was outside of Herod's jurisdiction. But the point is that everything about the life of Christ, from his very birth all the way through his ministry and to his death and resurrection, was really for our benefit, for the benefit of all mankind, and the flight into Egypt was no exception. The 12th century Byzantine theologian Euthemius Zigabenus wrote that he is sent to Egypt because Babylon and Egypt, more than anywhere else in the world, were consumed by immorality. He therefore sends astrologers from the former and goes to the latter himself, desiring to turn the one and the other to the path of truth. In this way, he teaches them and us that the faithful must from the very beginning expect suffering. Again, in a spiritual sense, Egypt and Babylon serve as an image of all that is sinful and dark within our hearts. And when we ask the newborn Christ to abide in us, he shines his holy light upon all those dark places and plants the seeds of holiness in us that will bear spiritual fruits with God's help. In fact, we know that in the Christian era, in the early centuries, some of the greatest saints came out of Africa. You know, St. Athanasius the Great, St. Mary of Egypt, and St. Macarius the Great, and, you know, St. Anthony, and many others. St. Nikolai Vlimirovich points out that Christ did not begin his earthly mission only at the age of 30, when he opened his divine lips and began to teach. He began his mission at his conception. As soon as he was conceived, he became the cornerstone of the palace of salvation and a stumbling block to others. He did not come into the world just to be a thinker. He leapt into the drama of human life, as into the darkness of Egypt, to be light and leader, thinker and actor, sacrifice and victor. And so it is necessary to see in his flight into Egypt not only a flight to save himself, but one directed much more to the salvation of all men, to a great act in the plan of universal salvation. Well, as Christians, the purpose of our lives here in this fallen world is to work out our salvation with God's help, and we will not find comfort and peace in this world when we try to follow Christ, because in doing so, we will find ourselves often to be at odds with the world. But as we follow Christ and draw closer to him, we will find true comfort and true peace that is not of this world, but of the kingdom of heaven. And so, in these days of celebration of Christ's holy birth, following the Feast of the Nativity, let's call to mind why Christ was born, to save mankind. And let us therefore imitate the Holy Family and their obedience to God's direction, that we may too avoid the traps and snares of the Herods of this world, who try to destroy us. Christ is born.
Glorify him.